A huge relief operation is now underway in the countries around the Indian Ocean, hit by Sunday's earthquake and tsunami. Indonesia and Sri Lanka now appear to have suffered the most in terms of casualties and damage. But many other nations are also reeling from the disaster.
The Andaman and Nicobar Islands are part of India, an archipelago stretching hundreds of miles south of Bengal, reaching nearly all the way to Sumatra, the Indonesian island that was so badly hit. Geeta Pandey of the BBC is in Port Blair, the capital of the islands, and she says the authorities there are just starting to assess the damage.
They have done an aerial survey, and also they've managed to reach several of the islands, but they're still not sure about the figures, about the number of people who are dead. They've only recovered 300-odd bodies, but officials here are saying that up to 10,000 people are dead or missing. Today they found 10 bodies in Kar Nicobar, and they've been buried. They suspect that there are more bodies lying around in the jungles, but there's a lot of slush around, and it's preventing their rescue operation.
Now, in addition to being home to hundreds of thousands of people, the Andaman Nicobar Islands are also home to a handful of tribal peoples, a few dozen Great Andamanese. I've read 100 Sentinelese people. Do we know if these peoples have survived the tsunami?
Yes, we have asked the same question to the Lieutenant Governor here, and he told us that the Sentinelese, nobody knows really anything much about them at the moment. He said there are only hundreds of them left, and the island where they are, the officials have sent a team. The problem is that the Sentinelese are very hostile, and it's not possible for the team to actually visit them. They don't allow anyone into their habitat. So the idea is that this team will go across the area. They will go and look around the region and find out how these people are. The rest of the tribes, the government is saying that they are safe, but it's the Nicobarese tribe, which live in the Nicobar Islands. They are the ones who have been worst affected, and we have seen some of them who've been flown into Port Blair, who are being kept at the relief camps, and it seems that their situation is pretty grim.
What do they describe? What happened to their islands?
They say that, you know, when the disaster happened, it happened very suddenly. The earth actually broke open. There was water seeping in through it, foamy water spewing out from the cracks. And at the same time, there was this huge, big tide coming in their direction. Many of them ran, and some of them who could get to the high ground were stranded there for 48 hours without food, without any water. And some of them have been rescued now, and they've been brought to Port Blair. And let's not forget that the tsunami also hit Port Blair. I've seen some of the colonies completely destroyed, and a lot of people have actually moved into some of the government shelters as well because they've lost literally everything. Most people complained today that they weren't getting any water, any drinking water or any other kind of water.
Well, is the Indian government actually moving supplies down from the mainland? Are they flying in bottled water, for example?
Well, I'm told by the authorities that a lot of supplies have been coming in, and that most of them have been directly rerouted to the Nicobar region, which is the worst affected. There is some more material that's coming in. There are two big ships that are expected to arrive here from Visakhapatnam in the mainland. And the authorities here are saying that they are quite confident that India can deal with the crisis on its own. We've asked them about whether they are looking for international aid, whether they would want international aid, and the Lieutenant Governor told us that, well, not for the moment. He said maybe 3 weeks later, when we've got all the figures, when we've done all the assessment, then we'll know better.
Geeta Pandey, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Geeta Pandey of the BBC speaking to us from Port Blair, which is the capital of the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, which are part of India.